Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Okay, real talk. We all have embarrassing moments in the bedroom, you know, like gas, bloating, indigestion, and more. And I hear from so many of you with stomach issues, and it's keeping you from the pleasure you so rightly deserve. Well, I got some great news. While studies show that gut issues directly impact our arousal, erections, and overall sexual health, I got a game changer for your overall wellness. Introducing Just Thrive Probiotic. It is my secret weapon for overall health and the fuel for my sex life. Just Thrive Probiotic isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is a clinically proven game changer, a gut superhero designed to up-level your passion and sex life. So no more embarrassing moments, only a life of gut-powered ecstasy. That sounds good, right? It's the first probiotic formulated with four ancestral survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. This probiotic is like your personal gut gardener, maintaining the health of your gut by eliminating bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and replenishing the good, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. With Just Thrive, you'll nourish your gut microbiome, fueling your mind, body, and soul. So say hello to increased libido, enhanced pleasure, and a whole new level of satisfaction. Oh, don't miss my episode, Why Gut Health is Sexy with Tina Anderson, where you can learn more about this groundbreaking company. For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive 100% risk-free by visiting justthrivehealth.com and enter promo code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout to save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic. So take charge of your gut health, take charge of your sex life, and live your healthiest life yet with Just Thrive. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I need to tell you about one of the great companies that's keeping my show free. Who doesn't want to spice things up in the bedroom? Maybe you've been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie. Well, here's a really special offer for my Sex with Emily listeners. Go to adamandeve.com and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. So this is a great time to try a couple's toy like the Lilo Siri or a vibrating ring or even a rabbit. But that's not all. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive three free adult DVDs for a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift. So sexy, I just want to surprise you with it. And to top it all off, Adam and Eve will throw in free shipping on your entire order. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type Emily for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you get three free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. So just use offer code Emily at adamandeve.com. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can check out all of our podcasts. We've got hundreds of them for you to listen to. And you can also check out our website, sexwithemily.com. And thanks for listening to the show. And I want to thank our listeners, because it has been a crazy few weeks. And, you know, we have a lot of shows, on, as you know, on iTunes and on my website. And some of our shows have been repeats. They're our best of shows. But I just want to say that they're not dated, because when you're talking about sex, and, for example, 6 months ago, if I was telling you how to give a blowjob, it's still the same as it was 6 months ago. So I hope you're enjoying all the shows. And we're going to be having 2 new shows a week. And speaking of blowjobs, hi, Menace. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just have to apologize to people. I've been getting some messages. People say that I sound like I'm falling asleep. And I was trying to explain to you and to some listeners the way we record the show, because you're in Los Angeles, I'm in San Francisco, is really different from what I've done in the past 15 years. So I can't even hear myself when I'm talking. So I kind of sound like I'm falling asleep and my words are all over the place. So
I'm not boring
you? No, you're not boring me. We're working on a new system to make everything better. The real way of doing it would probably cost us about $25,000 just to get the setup right, and then about $2,000 per show. And we just, you know,
right, but
we just can't
but
can't
that
fund
said
that right now.
We are going to improve upon it. I'm going to be purchasing some equipment and some mics. I mean, I know people who do it around here. They do shows with the mics and the thing. I just have to learn how to do it and buy a new mic and all that stuff. But thanks for hanging in
with
us.
Everything will be getting better. So I apologize if you
the
know,
sound
the quality
is a little weird. Yeah.
Has a bit up to, you know, because we pride ourselves on how good the quality is for the show. And I know it's been like that for 10 years. And, you know, we're just trying to work it out. I'm
exactly
in San Francisco. She's in Los Angeles. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So
be patient, everyone. Bear with us. And I'm working on it day to day to make it better. So anyway, also, I want you to, today's show is a special show because we're getting so many emails from our listeners. I get emails, you know, hundreds a day, to feedback@sexwithemily.com. So today's show is just going to be, you know, answering your emails that you send, because there's so many interesting topics. And I picked the emails today to read that seem to represent the common questions that I get asked. We've got a friends with benefits situation. We've got a couple who's been together for a while. And guess what? They don't have sex that often. Another guy wants to know what it means when a woman wants to be manhandled in bed. And also, we're going to talk about orgasming and all that stuff. So everything today's chock full of all your favorite topics. So I think you're like that.
Can we talk about Anthony Weiner first, though?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, because you used to work in politics and you're around politicians and everything. But the guy looks like a monkey or a snake or like a lizard,
exactly,
you know? But I guess, do women really find whatever power this guy may have, I don't even know what kind of power he have.
He's running for mayor.
He has kind of sexy.
But its power is an aphrodisiac. So there's a lot of women who look at people like the mayor. He's running for mayor. He was already stepped down when he was senator. But he's, you know, because of his other sex scandal. Or was he senator? Yeah. Or he's congressman. Whatever he was. He got left that post. Then he says, this is the campaign of redemption. I'm running again for mayor. All that's behind me. And then he can't help himself. So yes, I think we see that with a lot of politicians. And I think it's honestly, Menace, it's a power thing. And they kind of think they're invincible. And they think they can do whatever they want. And maybe he's got a little addiction going on. You know, I don't want to diagnose him. He's never been sitting and I've never talked to him before. But I mean, come on, dude. You know what the best part is? So I was on, actually, you'll appreciate this, Menace, and I should have told you, I was on the Sean Hannity show talking about Anthony Weiner the other day.
Oh, really?
You know Sean How'd Hannity, right? He's the right wing.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was funny because obviously I'm like the left wing sexpert from California, and he was like, don't you think, like, he's like, I hear you like open relationships, Emily, like you would like, you know, he actually wasn't that bad to me, but it was really funny because the thing, so I talked about Anthony Weiner and I talked about like why people do this certain thing. And I just feel like maybe he is sort of in, you know, his wife stood up and supported him, just like we saw Hillary Clinton with Bill Clinton. But I do think there's something about politicians that think they're invincible and all that. But the best part is, the day after, I was so bummed because the best part of the whole Anthony Weiner scandal came out. And if you guys don't know, Anthony Weiner, he was already a fallen man for sending pictures, tweeting pictures of his penis. And he had to resign from office 2 years ago, right? So then he's coming back running for mayor saying, hey, I'm all cured. I'm not going to do that anymore. And now it comes off that he's like not only texting all these women, but this one woman said that that they had phone sex. But the best part of it is that he premature ejaculated during phone sex.
Yeah. Oh, no. She was on Howard Stern today, and it was the best interview ever.
Oh, tell me what she said.
She laid it all out. Like, he always wanted to know what kind of shoes she was wearing. Tell me about your heels. But it was all about him. She's like, yeah, he never cared about what I was interested in. She's like, everything I had to say was had to be about him and boosting his ego on everything.
I think that's common.
She said that he would call her like 4 or 5 times a day just to have phone sex.
Oh my God, 4 or 5 times a day. That sounds sort of impulsive to me. And that does sound like an
addiction. Yeah.
I didn't listen to it. I got to listen to it. That is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Like, she says everything. I'll send you a link.
Okay, send me the link. I want to hear it. And speaking of premature ejaculation, premature ejaculation is a common, you know, you always hear about erectile dysfunction and people taking Viagra, but premature ejaculation is that a lot of people who are diagnosed with ED actually have premature ejaculation and they don't know it. And so there's this new spray, and I met with this guy yesterday, and this is going to like take over the world. So basically it's called Promescent, and that's Promescent. And it's a cure for, it helps people who have premature ejaculation, which a lot of guys do, you know, like within, you know, a minute they can't control their orgasms. Basically, it kind of does a slightly numbing effect on your penis, and you can actually last longer, and it's the only solution out there. And all the other sex experts in the world, like, I think it's really going to, like, change the way men have sex, because you don't have to take a pill. It's not like Viagra. You don't have to go on antidepressants, which is what a lot of doctors tell you to do when you're having some kind of erectile thing, but you just spray it on your penis. It doesn't hurt. It makes it a little numb, and you won't have premature ejaculation. So I just want to say a lot of our listeners are men. Might be their issue, and this thing is like taking off like wildfire. So I just want to tell everyone about it.
Yeah, and just go back to this chick real quick. She's a total fame whore. She's already thinking about doing a porno to get paid.
Of course she is.
She's like, oh, I don't even care.
But tell me, like, this Menace, did they ever meet? Did they meet, or was it all phone sex?
They never met in person. It was all phone sex, and she said that he would tell her how he wanted to come on her feet.
Oh, God. So he's got a foot fetish, too. We love foot fetishes. Yeah. We're always trying to figure that out. So this is so upsetting. This is really, I feel bad. I feel bad for the whole, his wife. She's a beautiful woman. She's really smart, really intelligent. Guys who are politicians, I'm telling you, you know what it is? It's like their outlet. Like, some people drink a lot. Some people go to the gym. Some people eat too much. I think that he's just got some kind of, you know, his release is, if it's 4 times a day, that's pretty impulsive.
Yeah, and the best part is the Clintons are pissed now about this, because everyone keeps on bringing up the Clintons. And, you know, Hillary Clinton's supposed to be running for president soon.
Right.
And the scandal keeps on coming up in the media, and they're comparing it.
I know, but one's forgotten about it. She thinks that's going to ruin it. We all know that it's happening, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's reminding people.
That's true. That would be a total bummer. Like, that would be a bummer if you were her. You're like, ah, damn, you're dredging up the fact that, you know, Monica Lewinsky and the whole thing. Yeah, crazy. That is just, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, every politician, which politicians haven't had a sex scandal? Raise your hand. I mean, you hear something every single day. You really do. And you think when he's running on the campaign of redemption that he wouldn't do it. But anyway, it's good fodder for the media and all that
stuff. Because he's an idiot. He's a total idiot.
I don't know. I just think people can't control their urges sometimes. So it's a bummer.
He went from number one in the polls to 4 now.
I know. He's going to drop out any day. It's very sad.
He said he's not going to drop out.
Oh, really? He will. No matter what. His campaign manager quit. I mean, you're right. I bet you he will, yeah. though. I mean, he's going to run out of money. He's not going to get any more money. I mean, we'll see what happens. Maybe he won't. The thing about politics, too, though, is that he was the front runner before this happens. And I often liken it to, like, a basketball game where, like, really, if you care about the game, you can watch it the last 30 seconds. And that's when everything happens, no matter who's in the lead. And I feel like politics is a lot that way, too. Like, that people, it's only August right now. It's not even August yet. It's July. The campaign's in November. And people forget. I mean, this is really big, but seriously, other things could happen, and maybe he'll stay in the race. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
We shall see. What?
Her interview was so good. It was just straight tell-all. It was crazy.
That's amazing. And how did she know it was him? He didn't change it. He changed his name to Danger.
No, so what she said was, it was... she was like, she's really big into politics, so she knows everything about politics. And she said that she messaged him on Facebook saying how disappointed she was in him and with all this sex scandal, all this kind of stuff, right?
Right.
She said not until a year later he messages her back and apologizes. But she said, like, within, like, the conversation quickly turned into flirting and dirty talk.
Oh my God.
Right after
the Facebook conversation?
Yeah.
What an idiot. And then Jesus Christ, people. Then it got into phone. Like public knowledge.
Yeah, then it got into phone stuff and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, what is he doing all day?
I don't understand.
I'm like, how do you even have time to do all this?
I know. Who has time for phone sex? I mean, seriously. Well, that's the thing. I think it's like a compulsive thing.
Four times a day?
I know. That's a lot of ejaculation.
I'm like, that's a lot of time.
I know. I don't have time either. He's running for mayor. Like, I don't understand it either, because they're the busiest people in the whole world when they're running for mayor. So I don't even understand. But that is crazy. Okay, so, and then what else is happening in the news? We used to do our Sex in the News segment, but I don't know. Anything else? That's like the biggest thing is Wiener's Wiener. And then, I just read today that teen mom, this is so bad. I don't want to perpetuate it, but that Farrah, who did the sex tape, that she's making so much money on her sex tape. That's just perpetuating it. All these girls are going to go out and make sex tapes now. Please don't do that, people. If you're listening, don't do it. Just because Menace does it, but he doesn't release them, at least.
I heard the guy in that tape, though, is like super popular now.
Oh, my God.
Everybody wants to meet him.
I'm sure he is. This is the worst.
Everybody wants to meet him.
Oh, honey, you know what I wanted to tell you? Speaking of reality shows, I'm going to be on the Kris Jenner show in a few weeks.
Oh, my God. Can I please be in the audience?
Yeah. Do you want to come as my guest?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's the...
I'm not joking. You know how much I love Kris
Jenner. I know. Kris Jenner's the Kardashian mom if you don't watch television.
I want her to be my manager.
I know. Me too, dude. I so want a manager. That's the thing. Yeah. It's the family. Family does you right if they're your manager. I've just got some manager who I never talked to. So I'm going to be on the show, and I'm going to be releasing my new product line that's coming out, which is called Emily and Tony. And I'm going to be giving everyone a candle in the audience, my massage candles. So it's going to be really cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I'm really excited about
that. What is this? I swear to God, I want to go.
Oh,
I'm not playing.
Okay, well, this is so funny. It's like offline. No, we're recording it on Monday the 20th. Of August. I think it's the 19th or the 20th. Yeah, come. Seriously, you're probably in town anyway, not going to call me, but now you could stay anyway for a longer day and then come. Because Menace loves hanging out with me, for reals. And I've got a new... I'm in West Hollywood now. I moved to West Hollywood.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I know, it's your, like, 20th time moving.
I know, I've moved so much. I'm sitting on boxes right now in my bedroom with clothes everywhere and sex toys. Like, Menace, I have a problem. Like, I have so many sex toys because people, as you know, we've talked about this, but people send them to me and I don't know. And so now I'm just giving them away. Like, I'm having friends come over. I'm giving them away. I should give them away to listeners. If you want some sex toys, email me. Here we go. We're going to get millions of emails. But feedback@sexwithemily.com. We do contests all the time on Twitter, which is Sex with Emily. But I feel like it's part of my job. So when I moved from San Francisco, I got rid of all my furniture, all my stuff. But what I do have is a storage unit filled with sex toys, which I emptied into my new house. And I have all my sex books. Like, that's what I preserve, the closest things to my heart. And I don't know what that says about me. And I don't even use them. They're not even opened. I mean, I use some sex toys, but... Okay, so this week I also did something. I went bowling with 100 porn stars. There's a special event called, like, Bowling with Porn Stars. In the Valley, of course. And I was not the cutest one there at all. There was all these porn stars, and it was funny. I've got all these funny pictures, but I went with Crazy Girl. You know Crazy Girl? They make the amazing shave creams, and they make this orgasm gel that you literally... So if you have a partner or a woman is listening right now, and you can't have an orgasm... Like, it's hard for you to have an orgasm... You can rub this orgasm gel on your clitoris, and I'm not kidding you, it totally enhances your sexual experience. It, like, blood runs, it makes the blood, like, rush to your clitoris, and it feels amazing. But they have all these really cool, like, shaving creams for your their private parts so you don't get bumps, and pleasure gels and all that stuff. So check out, go to crazygirlproducts.com, use coupon code EMILY25, and you get 25% off any of their products, and they've got like a gazillion. And I got a video coming soon because I went to their offices and they gave me more sex toys and more products, but they're really cool. So we did a fun video of all their really unique offerings and stuff like that. Okay, we can get into some emails now from the peeps. Unless you have anything else to share with me, which I'd love to hear.
Oh, wait, there was something I was going to share. I'll bring it back up.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Remember. Okay. Okay, and again, what? Go.
It's crazy that you're moving so much in Los Angeles.
Dude, I know everyone thinks I have commit. Well, okay. I've been known to have commitment challenges, but my friend is like, give up your commitment. I've moved three times in three. I've moved and lived in two other places for 3 months each. And now I'm in another place, but I could actually live here longer. But it is crazy to have moved that many times. But I also feel like it's a big city. I don't know where I want to live yet.
Yeah.
I was at the beach. Now I'm in the city. I don't know. We'll figure it out. It's funny, but you got to come see the place. Okay.
I will.
So, thanks everyone for emailing me feedback at sexwithemily.com. Follow me on Twitter as well, sexwithemily, and Facebook. Like my page because our Facebook page is awesome. We have great tips, funny posts, funny things you might want to share. So check that out. And Menace, where can everyone find your ass around these towns, around these parts? Your Menace?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Emily. What's up, Menace? Great show. I listen to most episodes while at work. My question is, when a female says she likes to be manhandled in bed, what does that exactly mean? I know it means being rough, but maybe you could give some examples. Thanks, and keep up the great show. Ed. Okay, Ed, here's the deal. That probably means she wants to feel dominated, which is really hot. There's a lot of women who, you know, like to be dominated. Look at the whole 50 Shades of Grey phenomenon. That's about a woman being dominated. And, you know, there are men that like to be dominated, but women sometimes just kind of like a little, you know, a little something, something. So some suggestions are, if you're doing it doggy style, you know, you're having sex with her from behind, you can lightly pull on her hair a little bit and her chin tilts back. And then she'll get a glance of you doing her from behind, and that could really turn her on. So tugging hair can get her to arch her back, and that could create really cool sensations for you both. So I always say start with a little light hair pulling. And I mean light. I mean, like, you're a dude, you might be stronger than her. Don't yank her head back, but lightly do it, and it's hot. Like, Menace, you've done the hair pull, right?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you feel like most women... I shouldn't say most. It's so hard on a sex show because, like, not everything's for everyone. But seriously, like, a lot of women, if she's telling you that she wants to be dominated, she wants to be manhandled, I'd say start with the hair pulling.
Yeah, I say 80% of women would like it.
It's true. I think so, too. Everyone I've heard of likes it. Also, biting can be fun. And by biting, I mean nibbling. Nibble on her lips while you're kissing and just gauge her reaction. So when you're, like, making out, you can do a little lower lip nibble. And that's kind of a good litmus test to see if she's into it. And then you could also kind of nibble on her neck, her butt, her inner thighs. But don't give her hickeys because that is not hot. But just a little, you know, a little nibbling. Do you do the nibbling, Menace?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
You're a nibbler. See? Oh, God,
nibbler.
This is how we got to
nibble.
You got to nibble, but not too hard. But she might like it hard. So here's the thing. I'm telling you, the hair pulling, when you pull her hair and you tug at it gently... Oh, my God, this is such a great suggestion because a lot of guys don't think about that or they think it's wrong. Just do it gently. Now, then you can ask her, how did that feel? And then you could do a little harder. Same with the nibbling. If she likes the nibbling, you can try to bite her a little, you know, nibble a little harder and see how it goes. But always start 5 times lighter than you think you should. So here's another thing about manhandling. You can also make sex a little rougher if you hold on her wrists so she can't move her arms. Like, I think that's hot when guys do that when we're having sex and they, like, hold my hands above my head.
Again, a lot of women might have some issues with it if they, you know, don't, they're not into being restrained. It could scare them. But I think if you do it playfully with one hand and, you know, just intimating that she can't move her arms, obviously if she wants to move her arms, she can, but you put them over her head and she'll be momentarily denied the pleasure of touching you and she'll feel like she's being dominated. So this can be great when you're holding her down or against a wall. I mean, that is hot. Push her against the wall and hold her arms against her head. That's a hot move. Don't you think?
It is pretty hot.
I know. Now, like, I love when a guy, like, you know, they throw you against the wall or they throw you down on the bed. And it doesn't have to be too hard. It can just be, like, a light push down on the bed. Like, I think that's just, like, push me down and hold my hands up. I think that's a good manhandling 101. And then after these tips, you might want to graduate to some bondage. I'm so into bondage, you know. I love talking about bondage. And I do like a little light bondage. But I'd say stick with butt slapping, biting, pulling, and holding. So there you go, Ed. I think those are some good tips for you, and you will rock her world, especially because she asked for it. This is what I love. I love when people are with women who are just like, hey, this is what I want. I want to be a little more manhandled. I want to be a little more dominated. Don't you just want women to tell you what the hell they want in bed?
Yes. Please be more vocal.
Be more vocal. Tell your partner, because let me tell you this. What the hell are you waiting for? Seriously, like, if you're sitting there with your partner, man or woman, man, whoever you're with, I don't care who you sleep with, and you're thinking, God, I really wish he would just pull my hair, or I really wish he would spank me, or I really wish he would perform oral sex on me more, and you keep waiting for them to figure it out, it's not going to happen. Like, it's not like one day a light bulb's going to go over their head and they're going to know exactly what you desire. So you need to look at your relationship and figure out why you're not talking about it. Why aren't you talking to your partner about it? Like, I think, you know, there's like the old stigma that women think they're going to be slutty or men think that, you know, whatever, she's going to be turned off by whatever he wants. But there's ways to, like, playfully, and I'm going to get into this a second, though, there's ways to playfully talk to your partner about it. So it's not so, like, if that's intimidating to you to bring up sex, I'm going to give you some tips in a little bit that help you ease into the conversation. But I just think that you're wasting your life not having the sex life that you deserve. That's what I'm going to say. And that pisses me off. That's a sad life. Very sad. Okay.
I know what I wanted to tell you. I apologize.
Oh, good. Tell me.
It just got released the other day. There's this video. I think it's on Gawker, or you can just look it up on YouTube. They did a test of, they put a woman out on the street, and they also put a man out on the street. And a woman went up to every single guy that she saw and said, can we go have sex right now? Let's do it. I'm dead serious. And what do you think is the percentage of guys that said they'll do it?
Just a random chick on the street.
Just a random chick that just went up to you.
And they didn't know that she was being filmed, or was she just...
They didn't know they were being filmed.
I think 70% of men said yes. I don't know. What was it?
It was 50% of men, but... You know, I bet, like, the other 50 were just like, oh, this is set up. There's something going on. I'm going to, you know,
right,
get robbed or something.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what most men would think, because they'd be like, oh, my God, this is my number one fantasy, but it can't really be happening right now. That some cute chick wants to have sex with me. That is funny.
This is not real.
I know. I mean,
What do you think the percentage of women that said yes?
Oh, my God. None. None. 5%. 4%.
3%.
Zero. Women are not going to be like, oh, hey, stranger. Yeah, let's go bone in your... Because you know why? Not just because women are more timid or scared. It's because women need foreplay in the sense of not touching her breast, but she needs to be wooed. She needs to be turned on. If a guy's like, let's go bone right now, unless she just came back from, you know, masturbating or having sex, she's not turned on. Guys can, like, 0 to 60. They're like, yeah, let's go bang, you know? Women, if a guy just said to me, hey, let's go have sex, I would feel like, at least tell me I'm hot, and then maybe I'll go suck your penis or something. But, you know, Jesus, just don't ask me like that. Okay, dear Emily, first things first, I love your show. Listening to your podcast has definitely made my sex life more exciting and fun. Here's my question. I have this friends with privileges that is super hot and really fun in bed. Could you please give me a few pointers on what I can do to get a little more action from this gorgeous woman? I would like these encounters to occur more frequently. Thanks, Emily Menace. Signed, Tom. P.S. Been using the Kegel Camp app for a couple weeks, and I like it. Awesome. I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp, It's for men and women. It will improve your sex life, and you should download it now for iTunes, for your iPhone. Okay, so this is interesting. I like friends with privileges. It's like a friends with benefits situation. So, okay, here's where we talk about the partner. This is where I'm going to teach you some tips about talking to your partner about sex. So I always say, the first thing I say is, you know, ask her what her fantasies are. I think that could be difficult for some people. If you've never talked about sex before with this person, I think, again, women think, oh, he's going to judge me. I don't really want my fantasies to come true. I just like to think about them when I'm masturbating. But if she does, this is a great way. She might say, you know, she might tell you, and then you tell her about one of her fantasies. You might tell her about one of your fantasies. But another way to do it is, if you're with someone that you're kind of hesitant talking about sex, because think about it, man. So if you're with someone for a while, like, don't you think it can be hard? Even if you're with them for a while or a few months, it's hard to talk about sometimes initially, just to be like, so what'd you think of that oral sex last night, right? I mean, you just, don't you think with some women it can be difficult, Amazon, to talk about sex?
You don't want to talk about it.
No, I know, because people think it should just be perfect and it should be what you want and sex shouldn't be something you talk about, but I'm here to call your bullshit. But so you can also say to her, what's your favorite sex scene in a movie? Like, what's the sex? Do you remember the first time you saw a sex scene in a movie? What was it about? Who is your high school fantasy? What do you like, you know, when we're having sex, like, what's your favorite position? And just start having a conversation about sex. Because some people don't have fantasies. Some women don't want to share it. You could also play, like, you know, truth or dare. You could share some stories about your, you know, when was the first time she masturbated, or how often do you masturbate? I mean, if you're having sex with someone, I honestly don't think these things are off limits. I feel like, you know, that most people I find want to talk about it anyway. And if they don't, I mean, I don't understand why. If you're having sex with someone, it's like you have a job and you never want to go in for a performance review. It's like, why would you work with someone for years and never have a performance review? You want to know from your boss or whoever what you can do better. Just like sex. Don't you want to know how it can be better for the person? I just think we all settle into these sexual situations in a relationship where we do have sex the same way all the time. And we're never like, hey, how do I make this better? So how would you do it, Menace? How would you bring up sex if you ever did that?
Ooh.
Maybe you do.
How would I do it?
Yeah.
I would first ask a lady if she would like a martini or something like that.
You'd ask her if she wants a martini? Menace.
A martini.
Right.
You know, and I would probably, you know, make it fun, not too serious.
Right.
Okay. Don't be like super serious.
Yeah, don't be like, hey, we need to talk about sex.
You don't want to be uncomfortable at all about it. Guys are just going to start being really quiet if it gets too serious.
Don't make it serious. In fact, all these conversations should be light and fun and playful. I mean, they should just be like, hey, so how'd you like that, you know, strip tease I did for you or whatever? I mean, just, I don't know. I just think that, like, again, just do one thing. Have one conversation with your partner, however you want to start it, but start doing that now. It's not just for our friend Tom here. Okay. Hi, Emily. My girlfriend only seems to have an orgasm with a vibrator. I've never had this happen before. Is there anything that can be done? What am I doing wrong? I've only been with 4 women in my life, and in most cases, I can give them at least 2 orgasms each time. Is there anything I can do? Thanks, Peter. Okay, Peter, first of all, you've only been with 4 women, and they each have orgasms twice. I'm sure they've sort of faked it. I don't mean to be... I'm sure you're mad and have mad skills in bed, but the likelihood of that is not great. But that's not the point of your question. So you are doing that. I just am always amazed when I'm like 4 women and they each had 2 orgasms each time. Most people I know are lucky if they can have 1 orgasm each time. But I don't want to insult you, Peter, because maybe you just, again, you're the master. Okay, so you're doing nothing wrong, Peter. Here's the thing. She just needs extra stimulation from a vibrator to have an orgasm. Some women just need a hell of a lot of clitoral stimulation. So there's nothing that you can do for these women. I mean, you could try touching her clitoris yourself. You could perform oral sex on her for a while before you have sex. But it just seems to me like she, again, I don't know how she's orgasming, it's vaginally or clitorally. But if I look at most women and the studies and everything that shows that they need more clitoral stimulation. So here's the thing. If you aren't having sex, if you haven't used a vibrator with her during sex, try it. Women just need the clitoral stimulation. And so here's my favorite sex vibrator, which is so funny because I have I'm probably bordering on about 800 vibrators. Not that I've used, but my favorite still for the last year and a half has been the Jeju Mimi. It's J-E-J-O-U-E, and it's the Mimi, M-I-M-I, and it's my favorite one to use during intercourse because it fits in the palm of your hand. It looks like a pebble, okay? It looks like, I mean, it's bigger than a pebble. It looks like a stone, like those, like a smooth stone, but it's, you know, it's a vibrator, but that's like the shape of it. So the point is it fits in your hand. It's so discreet. It doesn't look like a vibrator at all. It's quiet. It has really strong vibrations, and it works for me every time, and a lot of people that I've told about it, it works. And the best part is that no one even knows the vibrator. So I had it when I was in Michigan, and it was sitting on my desk. My mom's like, what's this? And I was like, oh, it's just, well, I told my mother it was a vibrator, but you can't tell. Like, it looks, it's just, and it's really lightweight, and it's really cool. And of course, I didn't vibrate when I was in Michigan, because that'd be weird. I didn't actually know I had it with me, because I don't know, I never masturbate when I'm visiting my family. Anyway, the point is.
Never, no.
It's too small. It's too whatever. My mom's going to walk in. She's always walking in to talk to me every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But I have my Jeju wherever I go. Go to goodvibes.com. That's goodvibes.com. Use coupon code GVEmily20 and you get 20% off orders of $100 or more. And they have amazing products at Good Vibes. So you know how much I love Good Vibrations. But I'm obsessed with the Jeju Mimi. Like, I don't even have another suggestion for you all now. Like, I just say go buy that and call it a day. That's what would make you feel really good, Peter. And you still menace having had sex with someone using a vibrator? Or has that changed?
What? No.
Never?
Never.
Okay. Okay, fine. You're just with all these women who have massive orgasms all the time. Is that the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got a final email here. Emily, I'm 18 and just started to have sex. I've been masturbating for 4-ish years, and when I masturbate, I last like 45 minutes. But when I have sex, I last like 1.5 hours, and it's starting to make my girlfriend feel inadequate. Any advice on how I can last a bit less? Thanks, Anonymous. So this is called, we talked earlier about premature ejaculation. This is actually called delayed ejaculation. And delayed ejaculation happens, it's common. This is more common than you think. And there's a lot of guys that just, they last longer. And your girlfriend, just reassure her that this is how it happens for you. And she's not doing anything wrong. Make sure that you please her beforehand. You could perform oral sex on her, or maybe she is able to orgasm during intercourse, which, 35% of women can. I would also want to know, what is your most ejaculatory position? So for a lot of guys, it's doggy style or the missionary position. So you'll probably last longer than you want in positions like women on top. A lot of guys can't orgasm when women are on top that much. And also, the more foreplay you have, the more quickly you will orgasm. You can also spend more time exploring each other's bodies before sex. So give each other a little oral sex beforehand. There's nothing wrong with having sex until she orgasms, and then you can have your orgasm another way. So if she's getting tired during sex, because an hour and a half is a long time. I mean, sometimes that's really fun, but an hour and a half? I mean, there's so much to do. It's like my cycling on my to-do list would be going through my head. You know what I'm saying? Every time, if it was an hour and a half. I was with a guy like that once a few years ago, and I dated him for a few months. And it is a little like, oh, here we go. We're going to be here for 6 hours because he's not going to have an orgasm. But I really don't know, and he's been that way his whole life. So I just, like, I don't have, like, a quick fix for you. I don't think there's anything that you can do except for try to accommodate around the situation and make sure that she's happy, that she's pleased. And you know what? If she's getting tired or sore after having sex that long, you might just not have to have your orgasm. You're going to have to wait and have it the next day. So, but again, try those suggestions of going into your go-to position. You have a go-to position, right, Menace?
Yeah, it's... the frog.
What's the frog?
Butterfly. I'm just kidding. I'm
you don't have one? You. Like, what about from behind?
Go to?
Like, don't you have a position that you're like, oh, now I'm going to come really quickly?
Yeah, I mean, you go, I don't know. It's that I want to. It's usually just missionary. Every other one, I can last longer. But missionary, you know, you just... you know, do the jackrabbit and you're done.
Right, exactly. Exactly, the friggin' jackrabbit. Don't do that often, people. The jackrabbit is one of the biggest... Oh, go to my website, speaking of not doing the jackrabbit, and put in your email address. I won't spam you, but you will receive a report called The 5 Biggest Mistakes Men Are Making in Bed or The 5 Biggest Mistakes Women Are Making in Bed. It'll take you like a half hour after you put your email address in to receive it. But because that's something wrong with the, not wrong, but whatever. The server we use, it takes a half hour. But you will get it and it's amazing and it will help you because maybe you're doing one of the things in bed that just you maybe shouldn't be doing anymore. Like the jackhammer, which by the way, I'm not saying you should never do the jackhammer, but if the jackhammer is your go-to move and your only move, then we need to talk. Okay, Mattis, that's what we got time for today. Anything else that you'd like to share with me? Do you really want to come with me and be on television?
No, I mean, I don't want to be on TV.
Not in the audience.
I just want to go. Yeah, just be in the audience or just, you know, just hang out with you while you do your thing. I'm excited. I really want to do it.
Okay,
I swear.
Don, I just want you
to... So if I can get an invite, I'll be there.
Okay, I just want you to... I want you to come. I want you to come visit. And then what else?
Also...
Yes, tell me.
Download Stitcher to listen to this show. It's a free app for your smartphone. It's available on your iPhone and your Android, your tablet. You can even listen online on a desktop if you want to. But it's the best way if you want to listen in your car also. So download Stitcher. It's totally free. That's where I'm recording in San Francisco. Stitcher.
I love Stitcher. I love it because you can listen to any podcast, not just ours. But if you like podcasts, you can instantly access it and listen to it on your phone or in your car. And that's awesome. We love Stitcher.
You can just type in sex and it'll automatically be the first show.
I'll be the first because we are the first. We're the only sex podcast that matters anyway. So we've been doing this long time. We know what we're talking about. I am a doctor now. So, you know, I've got my doctor of sex.
I know. You got to change everything to be a doctor.
I know. It's on the list of things to do. But also, I want to say that I have a book called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Could Try Tonight. It's amazing. It has beautiful illustrations. You can leave it on your coffee table if you don't have children around. And it's actually an amazingly beautiful book. I've got my iPhone app, Kegel Camp, and my other app, Sex Drive. They will improve your sex life. So just download those apps today. And check out Sex with Emily. Check out our website and email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. And you can find Menace. Oh, and he's on Instagram. You love your Instagram. Menace, M-E-N-A-C-E.
Yeah, Menace is my favorite. I'm going to be in Chicago this weekend. So check out all my backstage photos from Lollapalooza if you're into music.
You love Chicago women.
Yeah. They're awesome.
I know.
And Chicago people in general are just really cool.
They are really cool. I do love Chicago. All my Midwestern peeps. Okay. Well, have a great time, Ennis. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
This episode is brought to you by one of our amazing sponsors, Mask Sexual Flavor Strips. They enhance your sexual experiences with a taste of strawberry, mango, watermelon, or chocolate. It's kind of like a Listerine strip, but for sex. So if you like sex and you want to make it even more enjoyable and you like hearing Sex with Emily for free, check out Mask at sexualflavors.com. I promise your sex life will improve.